Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak, what's that? Nope. Yes. Huh. But I digress. Let's meet our Alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please welcome back Gary Anthony. Well, yeah.
let's be honest. There's a particular order. There's a reason you did that first.
Yeah.
there's a reason.
Well, also my question is, do I drop the Anthony and call you Gary Williams? Or
you know what? Your choice. You can drop most of it and call me Iams. Just the last four.
With the Jewish pronunciation, Gerala.
Hey, I'm Mishpucha over here in this neighborhood, right. So don't worry about me.
Gerala, details, yeah. Please, of any
please
Jewish...
Please don't call me that.
Okay.
I thought I was in love with it. I really did. And then I just found out, no.
Blammo.
Yeah.
It's so odd that your pre-written question as such, details, please, of any Jewish holiday you have celebrated.
I did run away from Sukkot.
Oh, wow.
I didn't run away from it.
That's deep.
Yeah. You don't understand. I'm surrounded over here.
Yeah,
and I bought into the whole thing.
How surrounded are you?
Oh, gay schlopin. I'm very surrounded. I'm in.
Okay.
I'll now and then stroll to shul.
Sure. And then right on past.
Yep. I don't know if you can see these wired headphones I have.
I can.
I just made a PS brand that literally looked like a little curly coming down.
Yeah.
I'm fully in.
That my people would say he knows too much.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, it's James Heaney, Jimmy, June, Diane. What would it take to get you to join my sex cult?
Well, I mean, honestly, an invitation would be a great starter.
Sure. That's usually
what we do. Then
I
would say, that's pretty much all it would take.
Yeah.
But it depends on what the invitation says.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, cool. It depends on what kind of sex cult it is.
I don't know if you guys saw, but season one of The Vow ended last night or showed its finale. And then same night over on Stars, a different docuseries about NXIVM. Look it up, because in its first episode, Jamie and I looked at each other and said, I already know way more than 9 episodes of The Vow. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Head on over if you've enjoyed The Vow at all. In the meantime,
I'd consider it with an invitation, just so that we don't... I'm not into the pain stuff. So if it's a painful sex club... No, thank you.
It doesn't have to be.
But,
it doesn't
okay.
have to be pain. We can just work on your threshold first. In the meantime, here's Chris Alvarado. Double your pleasure. Honest first date, please. Any moment at all.
I went out with a girl in Chicago who's now a pretty popular comic. And we were just having drinks. And she said to me, if you think we're having sex, you need to get an AIDS test first. And so literally 2 days later at 6 a.m., she and I walked to the free clinic where I waited in line with a bunch of homeless people to get tested. And then we waited for the results. And here's the kicker. Got the results. All good. That isn't the kicker.
Oh, wow. That is the kicker.
Oh, man. All good. But in the time that I had taken the test and got the results back,
yep.
we had been hanging out, and I just came to realize I didn't really like her like that.
Yeah.
So yes, here, everything's all clear, but no thank you. Thanks for
leading me to the water, though.
But then we didn't, yeah. But then nothing ever happened.
But yeah. But didn't you have to have sex at that point because of...
That's how I felt. That's how I felt.
Great follow-up.
That's how I felt, but I said no. Because I didn't, you know why? I didn't want to lead her on. I didn't, yes, I could have done it, and you're right. Gary Anthony Williams, that would have been justified.
Yeah. Please call me Gerala.
Oh, there you have it.
Oh, fantastic. Let's see. Yep. Last but kiss the cow and call her Derla Jean. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Fishfucker, how did your fishing trip go?
Well, unlike Chris, I fucked that fish. I mean, we went out there, got tarpon. And it was,
you went out there, got tarpon.
That's a game fish. That's all muscle and broke my rod. Broke my rod.
You broke your rod off in that tarpon?
Yep.
That's fantastic. Let's do a damn show. All of our scenes.
And Craig Kukowski's also.
No,
here
no,
today.
We're good, Craig.
Okay, great. Okay, cool.
All right, such a great question for you, too. Look out, it's Craig Kukowski. Cacao, flapjacks or French toast, and why?
Ooh.
French toast, because there's more to chew on. Let's do the fucking show.
Zing, zing. Zing, zing. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails or your patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, for example, video of what you're hearing now, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Jared, who wrote, I've come to realize I have Kevin to thank for much of my fandom and money spent the last 10 years. I learned about Big Slick Kansas City by watching Kevin Pollak's chat show and have attended at least five, including once when I was able to bowl with some celebrities. I also learned about Thrilling Adventure Hour from the chat show and flew to New York, LA, and San Francisco to see live shows, including the 10-year anniversary show. When the Work Juice Players started their own podcast, I listened and saw them live when possible. Craigslist, We've Got This are also great listens. If Vanessa or Cole are present for this, they're not. I was also a listener to Pop My Culture, my scene suggestion. Wow. So just all of that.
All right. You've proved your bona fide.
Let's pause for a moment of thank you. My scene suggestion, Canadian Border Guards. That's it. Jared.
Yeah. Most of it is just not, it's not even in how you're playing the game. You know what I mean? Because you think you're like, all right, there's 52 cards in the deck.
Excuse
right?
me?
Give me a second there, buddy. Give me a second there, buddy.
Hold on there, partner. Hold on. We're
I just need to get over.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Guess what? He's got a story and it's almost done. Go on there, Clyde.
So there's 52 cards in there, right? And,
yeah,
you're thinking to yourself, you know, because you know what edge betting is, right? Or cross edge, or what the hell is it? God, what the hell is it called when you? There's certain
Let's
cards.
Let's call
are
it edge betting, Clyde.
It's edge betting. Okay,
I've got an in and out thing, so if I could just go in and then I'm just going to get
right.
back out.
What's your deal, Mister?
I work at that hotel right over there, and
we don't appreciate pointing if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry.
And what's the name of that hotel, sir?
Yeah, there you go.
The Exicon. The sure. Exicon.
You tell us. What do you mean? You just gave us two different names.
The Exicon.
All right. You work at the Exicon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right over there.
What can we do for you?
Man, I had a turkey sandwich at the Exicon, and that ran right through me. And I don't mean
mayonnaise.
Just right after. It's,
the mayonnaise is not
Is
fresh.
That what it is?
Yep. It's a crept through goose. Well,
I was there for a month.
I just worked the front desk, so I have nothing to do with the food.
I was there for a month losing weight. It was bad. Bad.
Listen, guys, I'm telling you, okay? He's good. He's going to cross the border, no problem, belly full of heroin, and we're in. And then we're into the North Market.
Now, exactly when you say a belly full of heroin, is it all the way from his duodenum to his upper esophagus, or is it just sitting down into in his stomachal canal?
This guy's pre-med all the time, huh? You got to bring that in here all the time?
I'm sorry. Forgive me for educating myself, okay?
I mean,
forgive me for having a degree, but I need answers.
I got to ask, as a bunch of ex-cons, do we think that as the hotel that we're laundering our money through, that Exicon is too on the nose?
No, now that's a good question. Now, I thought about that. And I thought, hide in plain sight, right? You got to hide in plain sight.
We just added an I to ex-con.
That's right. Anyway, this guy's a real wimp, okay? We just shove a bunch of shit up him, send him in. He'll poop it out.
Wait, gentlemen. It's in his anal cavity or is it in his stomach?
He said he got a belly full, and that's what I was asking. I was saying that what part of the belly is he discussing?
Right, because I mean right. That stomach acid can eat through a lot.
Absolutely.
I mean, those
do I need to remind you of who the leader of this gang is? Is that what I need to do right now?
It would not hurt.
Okay. All right. Look, look. What you do outside of this warehouse is your choice. You don't need to bring it in and shove it in my face. Okay. I'm trying to expand our business here, gentlemen. Hey, now, whether it's in his ass or down his throat, who gives a fuck? Yes. Question.
Boss, I do have a follow up question. If I could, please.
God.
You must have an inventory, right? How many bags are inside of his area?
Yeah, he has 42 balloons worth of black tar heroin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So suffice it to say that if it turns bad because of this stomach acid, we're going to know about it. He's going to be lights out.
That's right. It's a surefire way to know if the plan has gone wrong. But it won't because he's... Yes, questions. What the fuck is going on today?
So I just got a question. The balloons.
Yeah.
42 balloons. Is it a little blown up completely? Like a happy birthday balloon?
So no balloon. So the heroin
are
was
they
shut.
Mylar?
I just need to really, honestly, it's speed is of the essence right now. I've
Are you late? I left are you late for work there, fella?
Well, no, I didn't realize my baby is in my car at the hotel.
You gotta take a shit, don't you?
Huh? You gotta poop.
Hey, just use the bathroom here.
We've seen that face. You gotta answer one question, and we'll let you through. You ready?
Okay.
Why do Canadians do it doggy style?
Do what doggy style?
Have sex doggy style.
Do it.
I guess maybe the,
Hey,
I don't
fella.
Know.
Hey, fella, your answer should be, I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Let's do this again. Why do Canadians do it doggy style?
Hold on a second. Stuart, can I talk to you for a second? Your bitches let them pass with the, it's a knock-knock joke you're kind of setting up here. This isn't like a question
not a
you can answer.
Joke.
The only way you can answer is just like, I don't
it's
know
not
going
to know to find the answer. The answer is... Oh, geez, this ain't normal.
Nurse, give me 14 cc's of phlothamide.
Stat.
Done.
Oh, which one?
I would see her.
Both nurses, give me 14 cc's of phlothamide quickly.
Done.
So 28 in total.
This man is suffering. I've never seen a man suffer so much before. I'm going to open up his alimentary canal. Now, that's going to be the part right at the top of the stomach lining, the upper stomach sphincter. Down to the duodenum.
I'm so touched that you described and explained. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. Balloons. Balloons. There are balloons inside this man.
Is that
happy
are those
birthday?
Mylar?
Happy
I can't
birthday.
Tell if they're Mylar or not. Give me the best balloon specialist at this hospital. We must find out.
Bring, bring.
Hello?
Hi, yes. I'm trying to reach Dr. Klober.
Dr. Klober's not here right now. He's operating on a patient. May I help you?
Oh, yes. Actually, can I leave a message? Actually, you know what? I'm going to come in.
Both come in and leave a message? That would be cute.
I would love to do that. Okay, so let me just get this down here. 1352 Hubbard's the Drive. Is that the same?
That's where you're at?
Okay,
that's
fantastic.
It. 1352 okay. Hubbard's.
Okay. Oh my God, this is nuts. Okay, I don't know why I'm just like freaking out right now, but like you remind me of like my sister. She hasn't passed or anything. She's still around. But like you remind me of her because like she's just so bubbly. She's light. She's silly. And like you just have the same energy. I know it's just like audio, but like you give me that vibe.
Trust me, back in high school they used to call me Sprite because I was so bubbly and energetic, and I smelled of lemon and lime.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. Okay, so I'll be over there in a second. We got a guy filled with balloons. You don't need to know this. I'll leave the message when I get there. Leave the message.
You have a guy filled with balloons?
Yeah,
I'll get the doctor immediately. Uh-oh. Doctor, right.
Hey, this is Dr. Gord Klober.
For no reason, I'm going to drop out of this conversation and let you talk to this gentleman.
No, stay.
No, gotta go. Bye.
Hi there, Dr. Gord Klober here, Canadian doctor working on the American side and balloon specialist. How can I help you?
Doctor, first off, let me just say, whoever you have working with you at your office, fantastic. I didn't catch her name.
Great. Michelle?
She's so fangish. Oh, yeah. Michelle, great. Reminds me of my sister. We were just talking about that for a second.
She's the best.
She's so good. She's so
absolutely
good.
Did American, you know her worked on the or? Canadian side for a while, now back working on the American side.
That's what it is. So it's like you have known each other for a while.
Yeah.
So
it's, is this urgent at all? Or
yes, it is. Yes, it is, doctor.
When you call balloon guy, things have gotten serious. So
yes, doctor, it is urgent. Number one, how are you?
Ding, 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 ding. Babe, don't worry. I got us a room booked here at the Exicon, okay? I got us the best room. I'm sure someone will be here in a second. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, look who's in a hurry. Hello, hello.
Hi. Not in a hurry, just needed a little assistance. We have the penthouse suites reservation.
Okay. Well, usually when people hit the bell that many times, there's some sort of hurry. So let's get you into that penthouse for some rough stuff. What's the name of the reservation?
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say for some what?
Rough stuff.
Okay. That's a little inappropriate.
Is it? Is it or is it right on the nose?
I don't.
Maybe we should go somewhere else, honey. Babe, I don't know.
Babe.
This is weird.
Don't. I know.
It's not like I'm going to the room with you, miss. So I'm sure it'll be.
Okay. See, so you're crossing a line.
Boss, we got someone trying to check in. I mean, we're not prepared for this. This whole thing is a front. You're the boss, right? You said you were the boss.
Yeah, boss, you said you was the boss. You said, need I remind you who the boss is? And I said, it will be helpful.
Oh, okay. Fuck. All right.
Also, is this just hitting you now? There's a baby that's been in the car for a while.
Is it just hitting you with the responsibility of leading this crew right now? Like,
listen, I got to be honest. I thought maybe I'd have the cooler leather jacket, make a little more money. Mm. You know, that's it. I didn't know I was going to have to learn hospitality.
Follow
you
up
told
question,
us not to
sir
bring in our stuff in, like,
follow-up yes question.
Question.
Yeah, so he was taken to the hospital. I'm guessing one or more or many of the balloons have, in fact, been cut into by the stomach acid. He's in the hospital.
Is there a question?
Yeah, so the question is, do you want us to go in and take him out, make sure he's done for,
now,
retrieve?
I think the heroin's going to kill him, frankly. We're now, gentlemen. Welcome to phase two of organized crime. We are now running a hotel, okay? So that's what this has turned into. So,
I knew it was going to be an issue when we were listed on Travelocity.
So you don't want us to go in and retrieve the remaining balloon?
No, I want you to go and retrieve some ice, okay? Because we got two customers waiting for that penthouse. We need some turn down service.
Now I'm an ice
eyeball.
Man.
I'm looking at you. Turn down service, okay? You can all make right, a good bed.
Right. Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, anything else we can do to make these people stay a little easier, that's what we should do, okay? A little nicer. Sound good?
Yeah, sure.
And break.
Hey, yo, Gord Klober here. Just scrubbed up. Well, what are we looking at?
I'm so glad to meet you, Dr. Klober. I have a patient here who seems to be filled with balloons. Can't decide whether they're latex or mylar or exactly what type they are, much less than that. I don't know what's inside these balloons.
Okay, well, traditionally it's air or helium. It's hard to fully inflate balloons and then have someone swallow them. So, but we'll take a look. Oh, you're really in there. That's good.
Yeah, I'm as we caught it in med school, I'm elbow deep inside this energy, doctor. Elbow
okay,
deep.
Enough with the technical terms. But,
yes, of course.
Let me get elbow deep in there as well. Okay, I did scrub all the way up to the elbow, but not beyond. And, we got about 42 balloons here. There's a variety. Some are mylar, some are latex. So good instinct there.
What's this writing on them, Doctor? Some
E-X-I-C-O-N. Well, that's the hotel. They just opened across the border. I was thinking of taking my wife there for our anniversary.
And I tried to make reservations several times. No one ever picked up the telephone.
Oh, well, you got to do it online now. No, it's all on Travelocity and all those sites. I'm also thinking about taking Michelle, my receptionist there. I'm having an affair with her as well. This is more than you need to know.
Thank you for coming to Sotheby's auction. Our next item are all objects found inside patients. These patients have been deceased either by the objects themselves or died complications in
terribly
surgery.
Terribly sorry to interrupt. I've somehow managed to get my hands on two paddles. That seems like 100%.
Over here, one of those is mine. I went to the loo just a moment ago, and I put it down. It seems someone must have picked it up after I put it down.
I'll bet on the paddle, please. Ten on the paddle.
No, it's my paddle.
We have 20 on the paddle here. We have 20 on the paddle going once. 21 on the paddle going one time. Here on the paddle, $20 going the paddle.
Over here.
$25 on the paddle. $25 on the paddle. Do I hear 30?
He doesn't have a paddle. He can't.
Do I have 30? The gentleman just wrote him $50,000 for the gentleman in the back with two paddles.
Hold on. He can't bid on the paddle with no paddle.
He got no paddle. He can't bid on the paddle there. Okay, who wants to bid? Who wants to make a rule that you can bid with the paddle if you don't have the paddle? If you have the paddle, if you have paddle, a paddle, if you have paddle,
why would we make the rule?
So I'm going to show you two up to the presidential suite now. I understand you wanted the room for some rough stuff.
Well, my gosh.
No, let me know if you really want it for some rough stuff. I am prepared to either help and or watch you.
Babe, Babe, I think he might enhance the experience if I'm being honest.
I don't want rough stuff. I just want regular casual stuff.
Sir, if you're only looking for the regular casual stuff, may I recommend the vice presidential suite?
Oh, I really wanted the presidential suite.
Well, ma'am, if you go in that presidential suite, I can guarantee you there's going to be rough stuff.
It's
up to you, babe. Up to you.
Okay. All right, we'll go for the rough stuff.
Let's do it.
Let me just unlock the door, not even using my hands. Wink, wink, and nod, nod.
What the hell is he doing?
He's using his penis.
Oh my God.
I wanted to keep that a secret. And there you are. Would you like me to stand by, or should I wait outside the door, kneeling with my ear up against the wood?
Will that gentleman be continuing to make our bed this entire time, or is he done?
Almost done, just trying to get these pillows as soft as possible.
Last week he broke his line off in a tarpon, by the way, so he's quite the quote-unquote, no, hold on, he's quite the quote fisherman, unquote.
Gotcha. Okay, I think, babe,
well, I guess if we're gonna go rough, let's all four of us. Let's do this.
Scene one. That's scene one. Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger. Scene one.
Scene two. Some Cheryl who wrote, "Hi there, it's Cheryl from The Thing. Could you guys diddly do a scene where Jesus works at Chipotle? I've got to go grocery shopping on Wednesday afternoon." Cheryl.
Order up!
Yeah, I just want a bowl and extra rice.
You said you want the extra rice, sir? You want the rice, sir? Extra rice? Okay, and, in the bowl. Okay.
Black beans, black tomato. Beans.
Okay.
How is the barbacoa? Is it fresh?
Yeah, everything is fresh. So it's Chipotle. Chipotle is Spanish for fresh.
Okay.
Eso es fresca. Fresca is Spanish for fresh, and Chipotle is also Spanish for fresh.
I thought Chipotle was just like a pepper or something. But...
Hey, fresh pepper. Fresh pepper.
let me redo the bowl.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me take the items out one by one. I take out the tomato. Okay. I take out the black beans. Okay. I take out the rice. Okay. I still had the bowl. Okay.
All right. Let me do a wrap. Let me do a wrap.
Take out the bowl. Okay. The bowl is gone. Now the wrap. Right. Would you like the white flour, or would you like the corn tortilla, or would you like the brown flour?
I'll do the Gordon tortilla.
The Gordon tortilla. Okay. Gordon, come here. Gordon.
Hey, yeah.
They want your tortilla.
Okay. How many?
How many? One is fine.
Hey, Zeus, come on into the office. Welcome to Chipotle Corporate. We know you work at the Chipotle store number 242 down on La Brea. You're probably wondering why you're here.
Yeah, yes. Why am I here?
Well, you can see we have the whole board here. These are all the executives of Chipotle. We wanted to tell you in person that you are doing a great job. Some of the reviews we've gotten about your performance.
Read the fourth one.
I'll read the fourth one here. Turned water into tacos.
Okay, amazing. Okay.
Unparalleled.
Got another one here. It says, oh, manna, what a treat.
Okay, so you know who I am then.
Oh, boy, do we.
You know that I am not just a regular guy. You know that I am. You know that I am Jesus.
You are the Jesus.
I thought I could do one of the things like the boss, secret boss at work thing.
Yeah.
Pretending I was a young Latin man, but of course, if I am Jesus.
You are Jesus.
It's pretty. You ever seen Secret Boss?
I fucking said it. I called it.
I know.
It. All right.
You're right. You're right, Bob. You're right.
A fake beard over your real beard was a giveaway.
Crazy.
I should have known it would have been. But both Peter, Paul, and Josiah told me it would work. What did you want to see me
about? We need your powers.
We need your powers.
Yeah. I want some of the powers. Here, hold my hands and transfer some of the powers into my hands.
Hold my hand too.
Before we get to the powers, could I ask a quick question?
Yes, please.
All right, I just remember the old joke about you being up on the cross and you saying to the guy next to you, you could see your house from there.
Yes.
Did that really happen?
It absolutely did.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I could literally see my home from there. Two of them. I could see the inn where I was born.
And the summer place.
And the summer place as well. Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. I want the walking on water part. Just the ability to walk on the water.
You've all called me here because you want my powers.
Well, I want super strength.
And to give you the golden apron, right, gentlemen?
Oh, yes. And a modest raise.
Yeah. Modest raise.
And technically, we'd like to put you in a couple of the promos.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock news. We have important breaking news today. Jesus Christ, found working at a local Chipotle, has been tricked into giving all white men his power. That's right. All white men now have the power of Jesus Christ. We'll have more of this at 11, even though now it's only 10:58.
That was great. That was like a really good news session, Chuck. That was like, you killed it. You really did like a bang up job. That was like really good.
Hey, Penny, thanks. I need you to do makeup on the guest. Okay. So if you could just.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, Chuck, I don't know. I obviously got to bounce, but I just want to leave my card. It has my resume typed in like really tiny font
on the
back of it. And so, you know, if you need like a co-anchor, you know,
hey, Penny,
if you're sick.
Penny, yes. Real quick, Chuck's not going to fuck you. So let's get you over to work on the guest.
Okay. Job interview. Okay. All right. Well, I got to go, but okay. I'll talk to you.
Wow, that was pretty.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just they don't really need that much makeup, but I just wanted to make sure that you got my because the resume I have is on my the back of my.
No, I flipped it's your card over tiny. As soon as you left the room. There, Penny. Great card.
Thank you. I also have an index card. It's a little bigger, so the resume is a little easier to read. It's
very
small.
Nice index card. Oh, yeah.
So that's good card stock right there. But yeah, so you know,
welcome to Chipotle. Can I take your order?
Yeah, where's Jesus?
We get that a lot. He worked here for about a week, and yeah, he's not here anymore.
No, I'm seriously sick, dudes. I don't even want to talk to Jesus.
If you're sick, you should please wear a mask, sir, too, by the way.
I would imagine wherever Jesus is, all is healed. So.
Okay, so you came to be healed by Jesus?
I'm just going
to
lick these countertops. I imagine
please don't lick
these.
The countertops, sir. There's a hand sanitizer dispenser right there. If you could.
Did you know him? Do you know him?
I worked one shift with him.
Oh, can I touch you? Did you get the powers?
Please don't Don't touch me.
Let me just reach across here. Let me just touch you.
Okay, burrito, tacos, bowl, or salad?
Salvation.
It's not on the menu.
Oh, come on. It's always on the menu, right?
Do you want a corn tortilla, a flour tortilla, or a Gordon tortilla with that?
Did he fix you with anything?
He covered a shift for me.
I'm a white man. I can't die. Somebody crucify me. Somebody crucify me. Quick. Quickly do this.
Hold on. I got you, brother. Let me get my 10-penny nails and my ball-peen hammer.
This is it.
Here we go. Nah.
Oh, God, I feel pain. I didn't think I'd feel pain. Oh, I feel pain,
Excuse me. Are you crucifying this man?
Yeah, he just came in and nicely asked, and I happen to have some 10-penny nails and a ball-peen hammer.
Well. I happen to be an immortal white man as well. I'd like to get crucified. What makes him so special?
Nothing makes him special. I'm happy to crucify any white man who'd like to be crucified.
Where do I stand?
Stand over here next to him. Shimmy your way on up that pole.
Hey, Barry, do you hear that? The crucifying white guy's in there.
Get out of here. Where?
I'm in.
Where?
Right through that warehouse.
Damn.
What do you say?
What does it cost?
I don't know, man. But hey, nothing's going to happen to us. We're white men.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Let's go give it a shot.
Okay, all y'all white men, can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back?
Yeah.
If you want to be crucified, you'll have to wait patiently. I'm just one dude with a bunch of 10-penny nails and a ball-peen hammer.
This just in, Channel 2 Action News, 34 white men have been crucified in the city of Commerce. We have Stephanie down there on the scene. Stephanie, walk us through what's going on exactly.
Well, I took one foot in step of the other.
Ahead.
Oh, hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, Penny.
Go
Penny,
ahead.
Penny, you're not.
You're
not
sorry.
Your makeup.
I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio.
Your makeup. Your makeup.
Right. I am so sorry.
Go ahead, Steph.
Thank you. So behind me, you'll notice that there are 30, well, there's 40 crosses raised, but only 34 have been applied with white men, and they are being hammered to the cross.
So the crosses have been applied with white men, is that right?
Yes, they've applied white men to the crosses, and they are being permanently fixtured there. I don't know how permanent, but yes.
Now, do you have the gentleman who's doing the actual crucifying near?
He's busy right now. I could probably... Actually, let's see if I can hold a microphone to him while he's working.
Okay.
There you are.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. What do you need?
We're with Channel 2 News. You know, it's kind of... this is a pretty big deal, and I was wondering if you could say...
You're Stephanie, the reporter.
Thank you.
Hey, yes, how are you?
I'm good. Is my makeup okay?
Makeup looks fantastic. That news department has some of the best makeup I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
My wife and I watch. Yes, it is, girl. Yes, it is. My wife and I watch you every night.
Oh, my. I'm going to blush. I don't know if you can see it through this makeup, but I am going to blush.
Stephanie, I can please see it. Ask the gentleman why.
Okay. I've got a question for you, okay?
All right.
Why?
Why? Oh, I know what I understand what you're asking me. But the white men came to me and said they had the power and they wanted to be crucified like Jesus. So, of course, I don't know if you can see this bucket over here, but I have a bunch of 10-penny nails and a ball-peen hammer. So I obliged them.
Wow.
Hey, yes, Stephanie, great job today when you're in the field. Sorry if I bled over on your earpiece and audio when I was in the studio.
You embarrassed me. You embarrassed me. That was the first time I was on the scene, investigative reporter, and I feel like everybody was looking at me like you did something to my face.
Well, I mean, they were only compliments. So everyone would just give you compliments. Yes.
Well, typically people don't compliment when something looks normal, and I want my face makeup to make me look like a normal person. Everybody was mentioning my face.
Well, of course they won't compliment a normal thing. If it's abnormal in a positive way, they would compliment it. It's in like, you look beautiful or, you know. Or
They were trying to make me feel better about my face. What did you do?
Stephanie, I just accentuated. I made your eyes a little bigger. I gave you...
Give me a mirror. Give me a mirror.
Here.
Just show me a mirror.
Here. What do you want here?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, Chipotle board. It's Gary from the consulting firm. Most of you know me. As we all know.
Great, Gary.
Thank you. Sales have been down this quarter, and we've just been trying to pinpoint that. Some people think it's because we've been charging extra for guacamole. Others think it's because we granted immortal powers to white men who are now being crucified. So I just want to just
what do you think?
Well, I think it's a
little Gary, what do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think if you're ordering a veggie bowl, I think the guacamole should come for free. You know, but I think it's okay to charge extra for the guac when it's on a meat-based burrito or bowl. Mm-hmm. Also, I think, you know, the crucifixions have mostly been taking place in front of our shops, and it's not a good look. You know, so I think people just want to pop in for a quick burrito or taco and they're seeing just crosses and
talk to the guy.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
How do we make it less of not a good look?
And welcome back to 60 Minutes. In studio today, we have Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
Talking Hello. About the happenings as of late. Now, Jesus, yes. as you know, over 40 white men bled to death on crosses
yes.
in front of a Chipotle. Why do you think that they thought they had the same power, so to speak, as you possess?
They did. If you will remember, I actually died on the cross.
Oh, okay. Because to their families and friends, it feels like they've lost a loved one. You're saying, in fact, they've gained access to the power of the kingdom, so to speak.
Well, Leslie Stahl is really letting Jesus have it.
You just changed the channel.
She's asking all the tough questions. She is not letting him off the hook.
She's literally nailing Jesus to the cross right now, isn't she?
Is this her swan song, do you think?
Now, Jesus.
Yes.
There's one question everybody's dying to know. Are you, in fact, a white man?
Is it appropriate if I... Leslie, I got to be honest, Leslie, you are really letting me have it.
This is the last interview I will ever do.
You are literally sticking. You really are.
I got some...
Holy shit, Leslie Stahl walked out on her own interview. She dropped the mic.
That's insane.
Left Jesus there dumbfounded as he couldn't explain what race he was.
I'm walking off set. As you can see, Penny, now's your chance. Have
oh,
fun.
My God.
Get in there, Penny, get in there.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Jesus.
Wait. Let me do your makeup real quick.
Oh, Stephanie, sure.
Here, you look good. You look real good. Get out.
You've just taped all these balloons to me.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to watch that because it was live. Did you want a burrito, a bowl, or a salad?
And that scene, too. Oh,
so many bleeding people.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Wyatt, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. Loved hearing new voices joining the madness and hearing you all bounce off of them. And, of course, the return of Snoofa. I have a scene suggestion. The 7 deadly sins escape from hell. Love you all more than my own family and KFC. Wow. P.S. If possible, can we have more videos uploaded of the recorded episodes to the Patreon, like the one on the 13th of June? It's great being able to watch the madness ensue. Not sure if it's a difficult thing to do." Yeah, see, that just feels passive aggressive. You're not sure if it's a difficult thing to do.
Why don't you do it?
I think you know the answer to that. It's really not difficult at all. And we're happy to do it. And thank you for the suggestion, Wyatt.
Dark Lord Satan from below, I call upon you and your unholy army to bless us with a, where is it?
Chad, this doesn't work. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
It's bullshit if you don't believe in it.
This book is not real. This is not a real Necronomicon book. What are you? You're never going to be able to contact Satan.
Bing, bong. Oh, shit. Might be pizza. Hold up. Hello?
I'm Sloth.
The fuck? There's just like a blob out here.
Oh my god, what?
Oh my god, I did it! This is one of the demons!
Shut up, Chad! It's like a couple days before Halloween. They're spreading it out so that you can socially distance. Let's get this person some candy!
Okay. Fine, here you go.
I don't have any. Give him some candy.
I just got some. Here's a whole bunch of quarters. All right.
Invite me in, fucktard.
All right, come on in.
I wouldn't. My parents are going to be home in a couple hours.
And they're not home.
Nice flat screen.
Thanks. It's not my parents.
It's my parents.
I'll just sit here in front of it.
Ding dong. Oh, it might be the pizza. Hello?
Hey, is this for the party, yes?
I know.
Chad, no, there's no party here.
I heard there's a little bit of a kickback. Very low key.
I mean, I don't think so. You all right?
Okay, maybe we could for a couple hours have a party.
She's about to sneeze. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm about
to sneeze. Dude, Chad, she's totally wet, okay? We're going to get laid. We're going to get laid. You don't know how this works because you're not like, you're into a bunch of like witchcraft stuff. But like, I'm a dude that I bang a lot. Okay. So
man, the fact that you brag about it like this is just proof you don't, man. Do you understand? Like you don't.
Bing bong.
That might be pizza. Hold up. Hello.
Hey, man.
What the?
What y'all got to eat in there?
We're waiting for some pizza.
Me too, brother. By the way, let me introduce myself. They call me Glut. My real name is Gluttony. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I think some of your friends are here.
Yeah, you got any marshmallows? I like marshmallows.
Yeah, I think we have some in the kitchen, in the top cupboard, if you want to check that out.
Oh, you got a cupboard? All right.
I don't think you should go into the cupboard.
I'm going into the cupboard.
Excuse me. Did you just let in Sloth, Gluttony, and Lust? You let them in, but not me?
Well, I don't.
I want to be in. Can I be in?
Sure. Were you just hanging out by the light? I saw you over there by the lamppost outside. I didn't know if you were part of the group or not.
Yeah, but I saw your house and I want it. Like, it's nice.
Hey, Envy, get in here and help me open up these Cheetos.
Oh, you get Cheetos? Why can't I have Cheetos?
I'm getting Cheetos.
He's going to eat all the Cheetos.
Actually, let's do another bottle of wine. You know, Tiffany, it's been so long since we had a night out for ourselves. We could just let the boys
just have fun. The boys need fun. You know what my father used to say about boys? They need fun.
They do. And
sir, hi. Sorry to interrupt.
My husband has a name, and it's Michael.
Please call me Michael.
Michael, you've actually had all the wine here. There's no more wine to.
Kyle, when we sat down, I introduced myself as Michael. I asked for your name, and I said, "Let's just be on a first name basis throughout."
Yes,
this.
Sir. Michael. Yes.
Michael.
Sir.
Order up.
There's no more. You've had all the wine. There's
Kyle,
no more.
What would it take for us to get you to drive somewhere else to another restaurant, maybe, and bring us back some wine? What would it take?
I guess I could just do that if that's what you really want. It just seems like you've had enough and, you know, you're not sharing with anybody else in the restaurant.
Why would we do that?
You're right. Okay.
Why would I buy a bottle of wine and be like, hey, who else wants a glass?
Why would my husband do that? Why would Michael do that?
Okay, let go of my arms.
My name is Michael, Kyle. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Literally?
Yeah.
Literally, his name is Michael. It literally is.
It's not a joke, Kyle. My name is Michael.
Okay. Okay. Actually, I have some wine that I was going to bring to my girlfriend in my car. Maybe I could give you that for now.
I'm sorry. I don't remember Michael asking you where it is and where it was going to go.
You're right. Okay.
We have two boys at home.
Okay. They're having fun tonight. Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll go get. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I had to stick. I stuck it to him the same way that Leslie Lately did to Jesus Christ that time. I'm sorry I did that in front of you, Michael. But GD, it's our night.
Okay, everybody, it's spin the bottle time.
All right. Maybe only a couple of us should play at a time. I don't know that I want to play with all of you.
I'm not going.
Kind of how spin the bottle works.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Maybe Chad will play this round.
Just so you guys know, Wrath is outside your house with a box of matches, saying he won't burn the motherfucker down.
Oh shit.
He's hot.
I go to the bathroom for 2 minutes, and you start a game without me.
No, we're waiting. We'll play.
I want to play.
Okay, play. Okay. Do you want to handle the guy with the matches, or do you want to invite him in?
I don't want to invite him in. He is specifically. I don't want him in. And honestly,
that is so hot.
And by the way, y'all, I just ate all the charcuterie.
Wait,
ain't no charcuterie left.
Let me take
that wasn't for us
this.
To eat.
Oh, you guys can afford the fancy meats?
Envy. There's someone with matches out front. Don't you wish you had some?
We already know about the matches.
Get the matches away from Wrath, you fuckhead. Let him go.
Oh, okay. I guess it makes sense.
Well, let's just Wrath's let him in. Matches. I want Wrath's matches.
Well, then, yeah, we'll just give him Wrath.
Look, Wrath. Guys, look, young men. We are on a Rumspringa of sorts. This is kind of like our...
Like an Amish thing?
Yeah, like a... We're free for a little bit, if you know what I mean. And so we're just going to have a good time tonight.
So you're all just going to do meth and decide if you want to join back into the church.
Yeah.
Michael, I just got a notification on our Ring doorbell in the backyard.
Yeah, what is it?
And it looks like there's a guy out there with matches doing something crazy.
Well, let me see. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Oh, it has sound. Did you upgrade to have sound with this as well? I thought we agreed no sound.
I upgraded. The other day when you went to work, I thought I'm going to upgrade everything. I got me some new Jimmy Choos, and I upgraded this, the Ring doorbell.
I already saw the Jimmy Choos. They look good on you.
Thank you. You imagine what they're going to look like off of me.
Oh, I get to see your bare feet. I like that.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you order the bottomless wine cellar? Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Yes, it is.
I said the bottomless wine cellar for $10,000.
I'm sorry. This is my husband, Michael.
My name is Michael. I don't know if you know that. All right.
Well, my name is Jackson.
Oh. Okay.
Well, good to meet you.
Boy, that's really cast a pall over the room, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just people don't usually come up to us in restaurants.
Sir Jackson, would you like to have sex with me while my wife watches?
Jackson,
yes,
Michael.
I would.
Jackson,
yes,
Michael, this is the FBI. Jackson, Michael, we know you're in there. Come out with your hands up. No one has to die.
I haven't ordered yet.
Is he talking... Michael?
Honey?
Protect me from this man.
Listen, okay, I've been running... God damn, I can't believe I'm telling you this right now, but I've been running an ex-con syndicate where we're opening small businesses across the border between America and Canada. And I knew this day of reckoning was going to come eventually, but how do you think we're spending $10,000 on a bottomless wine-selling deal?
Jackson, the negotiator is here. Pick up the phone inside the restaurant. Let's not get anyone hurt tonight, please.
Bring.
Jackson is also the name of the negotiator, or was that to me? All right. Hello. This is Jackson. Okay.
Shit.
What happened?
I lost it. What was the first rule of negotiating? What was the first rule?
Talk to the person.
You call him back now.
Okay. *69 Wait.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the Exacon is not a legitimate hotel? I have a reservation coming up. I
wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
I wouldn't be honest. Yeah.
Bring.
They sent me a balloon. How many phones are ringing?
Bring, bring. Someone's okay. phone is ringing.
Is that whose phone is that? Is that the bring, restaurant's phone?
Or? It's not mine. Sorry, Jackson, it's mine.
Where
your
is the server? Hello? There's no wind there.
Hey, what happened? Damn it. What did I? You know what? You know, I'm not giving you another chance to call him. You text him. You text him.
Okay. I'm texting him. Okay.
Wait, I leave to get matches from Wrath for 2 seconds, and now all of you are doing meth?
It's so good.
Yeah, it's good meth. I've done the overwhelming majority of it. I've had my lion's share of meth.
Maybe you guys should go now.
Sloth is just lying down. Get off your ass.
That's not my ass.
Listen, I don't wanna be a buzzkill for this party, but my parents are gonna be back any minute now. They went out for drinks tonight.
You don't want
to see my dad.
We know your parents.
You do?
Yeah.
Greed. I had a feeling you might be friends with them. My dad's kind of a bad guy.
You call him Michael? Michael is Latin for greed.
No, I call him Dad.
Give me a kiss.
Okay. Glad it's you.
Yeah.
Hey, Satan, I hate to wake you up.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up?
looks like all the deadly sins. Well, it looks like they're gone.
They're in the room, right? Are they not in the sin room?
No. Nope. So,
You're telling me the deadly sin? Hold on, let me look at my ring. I got it set up in there. Holy shit, none of them in there. What are they?
Sorry to bother you, Dark Lord. Did you want to put in a lunch order?
Yeah. I would like, those toast triangles? What do you call those things?
Tostitos?
No, like not Tostitos. It's like toast, but it's like a little triangle of toast. You can put fancy stuff on it.
Are you talking about like a sandwich or?
Like the Jew food?
Like
you're talking about the Jew food at Purim?
Yeah, like the Purim.
Homentoshen, I believe.
The Homentoshen. Give me some Homentoshen.
Yeah.
With some halva on top of that.
We'll put some halva on top, of course.
And give me some of that. What else can Jewish people eat? I love Jewish food. Get me a fifth of gefilte fish if they can liquefy that somehow.
Of course, please. We can do anything.
And some smelt.
I have some bad news since the clock is ticking down. We're all going to have to go back soon.
Oh, man.
You can kiss my ass. I'm not
That might not be too bad, but you guys are going to have to like, pick up some of these needles. I just don't feel comfortable grabbing any of them. So,
I guess Pride was too cool to even show up for this.
Makes sense.
Hey, look. I know I'm not sin, but I got to follow the rules. If we got to get back, we got to get back. You two, it's been a real joy. It's just been a real joy to hang out with you.
I agree. It's been really nice. And hey, you're a man now.
Oh, this is really, I've always been a man. I bang all the time. This was
no,
pretty normal
for
me.
That was obviously your first time and it was very nice. Very nice.
So, can you guys help clean up before you go?
We can.
Hopefully Jesus has that good lox and schmear.
And that's our show for today. Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, Gary, you missed us, didn't you?
Oh, I needed you guys so hard.
Thank you so much for rejoining the group. We love having you.
Fun. Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like listeners to know about where they might find some wares or whatnots?
Yeah, there's going to be a new re-upping of my podcast, Day Drinking with Gary and Elliot, to check that out. And probably not till next year, but my new Netflix show called The Crew will be coming out.
So. How damn exciting is that?
Very exciting. I'm going to be really rich.
Okay. Put me down for a little.
Yep.
Chris Alvarado, thank you so much, pal.
Thank you. I remain poor.
That's what we call dedication. James Heaney?
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming back, Gary. And don't forget, Wednesdays, somewhere between 7, 8, maybe as late as 9, BS Comedy on Twitch. We're doing some live improv shows.
Nice to know you guys picked a time slot. And Craig Kowski, thank you so much as always. Can't wait to hear more Spooky Time.
Thank you. Craigslist spooky times with 10 O's. As long as we're in Halloween times, keep listening to it. We're doing it for the month of October. Follow us at Craigslist PCast on Twitter for more information.
And Joey Greerman, thank you as always.
It was a pleasure.
Was it?
Thank you.
I mean, you know.
Ah, so nice to have you. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you all, thank you so very much. Please continue to write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you. And look out for each other, damn it. It's the easiest thing to do, quite frankly. And wear a mask when you go outside, please. Until next time.
Alchemythis.